And I can't believe I just said that cool thing about Everest.
Thank you for calling Argent Funding Group. If you are calling to check on the status of your loan, press 1. To speak to a financial consultant, press 2. Yeah. Thank you. Please wait while I try to connect you. Please wait while I try to connect you.
Argent Funding Group, this is David speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, am I speaking to David Sims?
This is David.
Okay, this is Amy Chu calling from the Bank of Cardiff. I believe you reached out to me this morning.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, how about yourself?
Good, good. Good. I was reaching out to you regarding a deal that I have.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was just calling to try and get some details on that deal, and then my sales manager said that he would call you afterwards. He tried to get in touch with you yesterday, but wasn't able to. So why don't you go ahead and give me the information about the customer?
Yeah, the customer, he's it's a merchant that's in California. He's doing roughly about $100,000 a month.
Okay.
He's looking to get a second position, or his ultimate goal is to consolidate. I was able to get him with Rapid Advance $95,000 approval, but I don't have the license. So I asked Jeff to reach out to his contacts to see if there was someone out there who was willing to make it, see if they can make it work.
Okay. So you have the 95K approval from Rapid, however, needs to go through us because we're California based, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Will I still need to submit this deal to Rapid for approval, or would they be able to just transfer that approval over to us?
Yeah, that part I don't know. Jeff would know. I have no idea.
Okay. Did you happen to gather, like, the bank statements for the customer and their tax return by chance?
Yeah, I have everything. He's already approved. He's ready to go. They have a contract. All he has to do is just be signed. Other than that, I don't think there's anything else.
Okay. All right.
It was just to find out what the split was going to be on your guys' side.
Okay. I can't answer that. My sales manager will. He asked me, though, to get the details of the deal and just how you would like to get paid.
Sure. I mean, I don't know. You can have him give me a call.
Okay. He was planning on doing that. Can I get the customer's name at the very least? What's the name of the business?
Yeah, it's Mooch Design.
How do you spell that?
M-O-O-C-H, Mooch Design, D-E-S-I-G-N.
Okay, and what kind of business is this? Are they like architecture or retail, like clothing?
Landscapers.
Okay. All right, just to let you know, our sales manager's name is Ruben Goldstein. He said he would reach out to you in 30 minutes, but just asked for me to touch base with you first.
Sure.
Would you like his contact?
Give me a call back on the 888 number.
Sure. Would you like his contact information just in case?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Shoot. Okay, I'm ready when you are.
Okay. This is Ruben's cell phone number. He's always on his cell, so that's probably the best way to reach him. His number is 323-590-5362.
Okay. 5362.
You got it.
Perfect.
So I've also shared your contact information with him. He said he would reach out to you within the hour.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, David.
Okay,
we'll talk to you later.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.